defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Welcome inside these GunBroker.com studios with me on this Car Arms Platinum Microphone today. Tuesday edition. We're coming up on the Wednesday garbage day. Lots to talk about tomorrow already, I can tell. I want to take you to what happens when bad things happen. We got a new, are you a member of the Virginia Citizens Defense League email yet? Have you been paying attention to what's going on there today? If you're not on that email list, why? Let me explain to you what's happening in the state of Virginia today. I was going to reach out for Phil Van Cleve, but I think I'm going to reach out to him to bring him on a monster cast. The state of the gun bills in the Senate on Monday, February 24th, because Virginia's legislative session is coming to a close very soon. Take a look at what's in the Judiciary Committee yesterday in Virginia. And I'm not going to sugarcoat this in any way, shape, or form, because there's not enough sugar to coat this with. And I want to make this very clear to you that you understand that there isn't a damn thing good going on in Virginia. I'll explain that in just a minute. Now, one victory, HB 1288 takes away gun rights for misdemeanors, was passed by for the year. So that's a victory in Virginia. Now, we'll go to this in just a minute. Most of the other bills were modified to tone them down slightly and then passed out of committee. All Democrats on the committee voted wrong on every bill except HB 1288 and HB 9. I'll explain those in a minute. Republicans voted correctly on everything. The bills are now headed to the Senate floor where they can be modified again and voted on in a few days. And they will be. Here's the status of the bills considered yesterday in the Senate committee in the state of Virginia. HB 2, universal background check, was conformed to the Senate version, which applies only to bona fide sales and not transfers. It passed out of the committee on a 9-5 vote. Let's explain that for just a second. What does that mean? In the state of Virginia now, and I want you to apply this to your own state. Again, keep in mind that this is what they want for us at the federal level. They want to go much farther than this, much farther. But this is their stepping stone. Universal background check conformed to the Senate version, which applies only to the sale and not transfer of firearms. So in a nutshell, that means that if you sell a gun to somebody, personal, somebody you've known for 50 years, you have to take them to the gun shop. They have to get a background check. They have to pay a fee, a fine, a tax to the socialists in power in Virginia, and it will stop not one crime, because not one criminal is going to march his criminal brother down to the gun shop to sell him a gun and force him to get a background check. This is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. And to fall prey to this and think that this is going to stop a crime, well, I'll let you decide what that person who falls for this is. You already know how I feel about this stuff. You know exactly how I feel about that person. There is absolutely no way this stops one crime. And you know what? How does the state of Virginia know that you and Fred marched the gun down to get a background check on a private sale? They don't. Guess what happens next year? Well, we don't know if this is being conformed to. We don't know. We don't know if people are actually doing this. We need to register these guns. Obama's own Department of Justice figured that out and made it clear. Obama's no friend of your gun rights. Stupidest thing I've ever seen. These phony universal background checks. Nothing but a talking point and a stepping stone to registration, which is a stepping stone to what Virginia wants to do. We already know that, and that's confiscate your firearms. Is that a good bill that it was toned down? Now, what it says applies to the bona fide sale and not transfers. Well, I'm going to give you my gun so you can go hunting tomorrow. Whew, thank you, Democrats, for not making me have to go take Fred to get a background check. Whew, wow, what a relief. By the way, that's what criminals do if they want to rob a liquor store and Peter wants to use Paul's gun, right? He just gives it to him anyway. Or Paul or Peter, whichever one's going to do the robbery, just takes it from him and doesn't ask him, right? This is ridiculous on its surface. Is it going to make Virginia any safer? Of course not. What it's going to do, and what it already has done once it passes out of the committee, which it did, and then goes to the floor for debate, which it will pass. Governor Northam is going to sign this bill. It's going to be one more infringement on you. It will do nothing to stop crime. Is what just happened there, watering it down to not include transfers, a good thing in Virginia? I'll leave that for you to decide, and then I'll tell you when we're done talking about it today. HB 9. Must report lost slash stolen firearm within 24 hours after discovering loss. Squeaked out of the committee on an 8-7 vote. Why should that bother you? You might not know. It's none of the government's business. If your gun is gone, you don't need the government to tell you to report a crime, nor do you need the government to turn you into a criminal for being 2 days late. How are they going to know if you're 2 days late anyway? If you go there and say, hey, well, you know what? I forgot to go down there. I'll just go down there tomorrow and tell them my gun was stolen this morning. Is this going to stop one crime in the state of Virginia? Are criminals and the criminals, is Peter going to say, man, Paul ripped off my gun? My gun's missing. I think Paul took it. Are they going to report that? Is one criminal in the state of Virginia going to follow this law? Of course not. 8-7 vote. Governor's going to wind up signing that bill in the state of Virginia. HB 264 eliminates online training for concealed handgun permit, but it was modified to continue to allow NRA instructors to teach. Came out of the committee on a 9-6 vote. Is that a good thing? That it was modified to continue allowing NRA instructors to teach? They had to modify the bill to continue to allow people who can currently teach in Virginia to be able to do so. Is that a good thing? It's HB 264. The governor's more than likely going to sign that bill. Well, he will if it comes out of the Senate and it's reconciled, and he is going to sign the bill. Is it a good bill? Is it going to stop one crime in the state of Virginia because you can't get your permit online? Is Peter and Paul in the criminal den going to jump on? Are they getting online now to get their concealed handgun permits in the state of Virginia? And is eliminating their ability to go online to get it, forcing them to go take a class, going to stop a crime in the state of Virginia? Good Lord, you're an Eskimo and I'm selling you ice. Incredible. But it's all about keeping Virginians safe, isn't it? Is this about crime? You do the math. And is it a good thing that it was modified to continue allowing NRA instructors to teach? Woo, so glad that's in there. Man, we got that back. What a great thing, is it? HB 421 allows localities to pass their own gun control laws, but it was modified. It was modified to narrow the focus of where guns could be controlled. Woo, man, oh man, thank goodness for that. I mean, it passed. It screws up state preemption. Now gun owners going from town to city to county to town to city to other municipality won't have a clue if they're legal here or there. They're going to have to patchwork of laws. But man, oh man, I'm so glad it was modified now. Woo, man, what would we have done without that? To narrow the focus of where they can control it at least, right? But there were some new locations that were added to what locations could be controlled. Recreation and community centers now. Man. So if I'm traveling from Appomattox to Virginia out on 460 and I stop at these little towns and maybe want to eat my lunch in a park and I got my kids with me and my gun, I don't know if that recreation area that I stopped at or that community center I'm visiting, I don't know. Am I violating the law here? I wasn't in Appomattox, I checked. Don't know about this place, and I might not be the next time I stop to get gas. Woo, but they modified it to at least narrow the focus. Is that a good thing in Virginia? And is it going to stop one single criminal from carrying his gun or her gun any place they choose? Is Peter and Paul going to be driving down the road going, hey, man, let's stop and get something to eat in that. We brought a picnic basket, Paul. Let's go over to that little municipality. Let's go to that park over there. Well, I'm not sure that we're allowed to carry our guns. Dude, you have a felony. You shouldn't have a gun anyway. I have 6 felonies. I mean, what difference does it make to us? Do you believe it's going to stop one crime in the state of Virginia? This is, yeah, I know. It's exhausting, isn't it? HB 674. I'm going to hold off on this one until we come back from the break. But I'm going through this list. This is unbelievable. This is what the Socialist Democrats have done in Virginia since they've taken power, focused on these bills. This is incredible, isn't it? Well, now it's coming to a head. Now we're going to see what's coming out of the committees. We're going to see what the governor's going to get on his desk. And we're going to look at each of these now that they've, you know, made some changes to these and ask each other, are these good things? Are we glad they made these changes? Is it a good thing? And will it stop one single crime in Virginia? You know, as the loudmouth gun grabbers and haters and freedom haters tell you, it will. We'll continue the conversation after this with HB 674. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Welcome back inside the GunBroker.com studios, the Tuesday edition. The 25th of February already. Man, oh man. Time is just flying right by, isn't it? Good. Heavens, heavens, heavens. Leap year this year. Got 29 days in the month. The next Monster Cash show will be March 1st already. Man. I'm telling you, it's just flying right by. We're on the Car Arms Platinum microphone for you today in the GunBroker.com studios. Lots to tell you about stuff coming up on Armed American Radio in the very near future. But had some fun conversations with some powers that be today. Just cool stuff. Just cool stuff. It's all good. HB 674, let's continue the conversation about Virginia. It's a red flag law, but it was modified to be similar to the Senate version, but with weaker protections than the Senate version. Now, according to Virginia Citizens Defense League, and I quote, now, this bill is still horrendous for our civil rights. Government is not held liable for errors or omissions in stripping you of your firearms, nor are they responsible if your guns in their possession get lost or damaged. If this bill isn't tyrannical, I don't know what is. Came out of the committee by a 9-6 vote. But it was modified just a little bit. And what was the modification? The determining factor there of who could actually file, and it tightened it up a little bit to try to make you feel better. Will this bill, this red flag law, stop any criminal from robbing you in a parking lot at Walmart at 2 o'clock in the morning when you have to go get medicine for your child? Will it keep them from doing so? Are they afraid of being red flagged if they get caught? Will this red flag law keep anybody safer? Florida's got over 3,100 red flags already moved on in the state of Florida. Are you telling me that we averted 3,100 murders by doing that? By taking someone's guns without their knowledge at a hearing they knew nothing about? Well, hold on a second. Gosh, that's almost half the amount of murders in America in 1 year, according to the FBI. Wow, I didn't know we could save that many people. How many people in Florida have been saved by that? 3,100. So if we didn't take their guns, there would have been 3,100 more suicides or double murder homicides, suicides or homicides or multiple homicides or mass. Do we know that? Those numbers don't add up. Here's what I can tell you in Florida. 3,100 people at least had their firearm rights taken from them without their knowledge prior to the hearing, have been committed or charged with no crime whatsoever, and have no earthly idea if they're ever going to get their guns back. Those numbers don't add up, Armed American Radio listener. They don't. Unless you're a socialist gun grabber whose sole aim is to take away as many Americans' firearms any way possible that you can. Then those numbers add up, don't they? How many crimes will that stop in Virginia? That's HB 674. HB 812, one handgun a month. But man, oh man, was I glad they made this modification. Woo, I feel so good about this. They modify it to add an exemption for CHP holders. It passed out of the committee by 9-6, but if you have a concealed handgun permit, they're going to allow you to buy more than one handgun a month. Is this going to stop one crime in Virginia? Are our two gangbanger friends, Peter and Paul, worried about whether they can purchase one handgun a month at a dealer? Both are felons anyway, for the most part. Both can't have a gun anyway. But they do. They don't buy handguns at stores and gun shows. We already know that. Is this a deterrent to Peter and Paul in the state of Virginia? Will it solve or stop one crime? No. What it will do is keep millions of Virginia citizens who don't have a concealed handgun permit from buying more than one gun a month. Well, that's a good thing, you say, if you're a gun grabber. Really? How so? The gun that individual currently owns isn't good enough to commit murder? You know, you're right at that little bar, that line that says stupid, 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 it's flashing, ding, 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 stupid, stupid. The red light's going off. Governor's going to sign that bill. Is Virginia safer because of it? One handgun a month. I need a new handgun. I've had that one for too long. I don't want to murder my wife's family with this one that I already have. I got to wait a month. I don't have a permit. I got to wait a month. Oh, all right. I'll just use the one I have. Good heavens. Good heavens. Ridiculous. HB 1004. Permanent protective orders take away right to keep and bear arms while enforced. It passed out of committee by a 9-6 vote. Well, that can't be that bad, can it? I mean, this guy's got a permanent protective order on him. He and his wife are fighting like cats and dogs over custody. And she's afraid of him. She got a protective order out against him. He's not committed any crime. He's not been charged with any crime. And he's just had his Second Amendment rights stripped from him. Is that fair? No, it's not fair. It's no different than a red flag law. The red flag law is just this on steroids. Well, I don't know. They're pretty much similar, aren't they? We'll get a protective order away from him. Whew, man. She said, he said. He said, she said. Judge sides with he. Judge sides with she. One of you screwed. Yeah, I'll issue that order. Wait, has he committed a crime? Your Honor, my client's not committed any crime, Your Honor. I don't care. She's afraid of him. I believe her, and he can't have his guns. Officers, go seize his possessions. Now, is that going to stop Peter or Paul from committing an armed robbery in the Walmart parking lot at 2 o'clock in the morning? Or robbing the liquor store that we always talk about? Peter's already a criminal. He's probably got 3 protective orders against him already. He's got a rap sheet as long as my thigh. And he's already been convicted of 6 felonies. He's done time. Is that going to stop him from getting a gun? This? Because he's got protective orders? He can't get a gun from Paul, who's also a criminal, and their guns are owned illegally? Hey, dude, I can't go rob those people with you tonight. I've got a protective order. Yeah, my old lady's got a protective order against me. So you guys have at it. Can I share in some of the booty when you get back? I want some of the loot. Huh? Can I get some of the money? Pirates, booty, you know, the haul. Good heavens. Is this going to, governor's going to sign this bill? Going to make Virginia safer? Can you believe, I'm still going down the list. I'm not done yet. Is it getting redundant? No, because each one of these is different. Each one of these is different. HB 1080 restricts even further who can have a firearm on K-12 school property. Passed out of committee by a 9-5 vote. Oh, no. Is this going to stop a crime? Everybody that you know has a CHP permit can carry a gun there. You know, these people can carry guns there already. Let's take away their ability to carry a gun, even though nothing's happened and they're not dangerous. Is this going to stop Peter or Paul from showing up at the school? Because they've got that protective order against them and a rap sheet as long as my thigh, and they've decided to shoot it out because their wife is a teacher and they want their kids? You dream on. We'll be back right after this.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
The second half of Armed American Radio's podcast today is being sponsored by TakeAShotFirearms.com. Reviews you can trust, shots you don't want to miss. That's their great slogan. Reviews on firearms and optics with other products to come. Great odds on winning popular firearms and accessories. Fun product reviews and new opportunities to win with the best odds around. When you do win, Take a Shot Firearms will ship to the FFL of your choice for free. Buy any gun from Take a Shot Firearms webinars outright from them directly at below MSRP. They ship for free. We support startup companies and the companies that support Armed American Radio here on this program. I hope you do as well. TakeAShotFirearms.com. Back to the podcast. Enjoy the second half.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, GunBroker.com studios here. Talking about Virginia and these ridiculous gun control bills that have taken up the vast majority of the Virginia legislative session since the socialists have gained power for the first time in a generation in the great Commonwealth of Virginia. I've been covering a number of these bills that have a likelihood of passing. This is what they've been spending their time on. And we're taking them down a couple pegs. We're whacking them at the kneecaps. Not one of these bills will stop one crime. Not one. Not one. But they're meant to keep Virginians safer. From who? HB 1083. Person who leaves a loaded firearm recklessly where someone under the age of 18 can have access could be charged with a Class 6 felony. It was modified, however, in committee to lower the age back to 14 years old and reduce the penalties from a Class 6 felony to a Class 1 misdemeanor. Woo, man. Thank goodness. Up from a Class 3 misdemeanor in current law. Passed out of committee 9-6. Oh, well, it's 14 now. You know, my son's been shooting since he was 6. Knows how to handle a firearm. And who defines recklessly? They get to. Yeah, they do. Now, let me go back to Peter and Paul. You see how this works? You take this back to the criminal den test. Take it back to the criminal test. Peter and Paul concerned about leaving a gun laying around in their criminal den. You know, they got gangbanger brothers and sisters that are 12 and 13 years old. Oh, hey, Paul, you better lock that gun up while we're having our gang meeting tonight to determine who we're going to rob because, yeah, our street lookouts are going to be in and they're all 12 and 13. We wouldn't want to get in any trouble. You got to be at a certain level here. Will this stop one single crime in the state of Virginia? No, but it'll create a lot more criminals. And by the way, how is this enforced? HB 1288 takes away gun rights for misdemeanor stalking, sexual battery, hate crime, or domestic violence. This bill was carried over for the year. It's dead by a 12-3 vote. That's a good thing. The bill died. It's dead. But let's tackle this for a second. What's wrong with taking away somebody's gun rights who's stalking and committing sexual battery and hate crime or domestic violence? These are misdemeanors. These are not felonies. And if we continue to lower the bar from felony to misdemeanor, we can lower it from misdemeanor to, I don't know, maybe a civil suit. That guy didn't pay his debt. He shouldn't have his firearms. Should he? Who gets to determine what a hate crime is? They do. And believe me, those people hate your guts. The danger here in these bills is incredible to every single law-abiding. It's a slap in the face, quite frankly, to every single American. Would that bill stop any future crime committed by our criminal duo here of Peter and Paul in the state of Virginia? One time, would one of these bills have stopped any crime in Virginia? Straight up answer, absolutely not. Not one. Criminal wants a gun. He's already got a gun. Criminal wants to use a gun to rob you or carjack you or pull a slider or crime, whatever they call them, at a gas station or rob a convenience store or a liquor store or pull a home invasion on you because they want your stuff or to rob you coming out of a parking lot at 2 o'clock in the morning out of a Walmart. On your way to your car, not one of these bills would have stopped that activity. Not one. But they're going to keep Virginians safer. From who? Themselves, maybe? because the government doesn't trust you or the gun? Is this about crime at all? The answer to that, of course, you know, is a whopping hell no. Whopping. Capitalize them, underline them, italicize them, bold them. No. But the slap in the face to the Second Amendment and your constitutional rights as a law-abiding citizen is glaring. Absolutely glaring. The dangers we face as law-abiding citizens in America today, in these United States, is incredible. Just incredible. How many of these are going to move and pass and be voted on? I don't know. I can think of at least four. But I'll reserve judgment until this happens. Because we're going to see soon enough. And you know what's really going to bother you? And it really is going to anger me because of my history in the state of Virginia. Is when that blackface hood-wearing Northam, take your pick, he was one of the two, is when he signs these bills to great fanfare by all of those groups who swear to God they don't want to take away your right to bear arms, although they've supported every single confiscation bill and were angry that HB 961, the confiscatory bill that took away your stuff, didn't pass. They don't want to take away your guns. This is just common sense gun safety measures. We've just taken them down, every single one of them. Not one of them, under any circumstance, will stop a criminal from committing a crime. Not one. So that begs that question that I've been asking for the last few months. First off, before I ask the question, let me go a little bit further. Do you think the Democrat socialists in Virginia are done when they pass these? And Governor Blackface, hood-wearing, take your pick, Northam, signs them? You think they're finished? Oh, no. Oh, no. In fact, they're going to have 12 months to iron out what they want to modify next session. Do you think for 2 seconds that they're not going to come back and seek registration when, which number is it here? Let's go back up to the top. When HB2 isn't working because they have no way of knowing where your firearms are. They don't know whether everybody's getting a background check under their new law signed by Governor Blackface, hood-wearing, take your pick, Northam. They have no way of knowing. Do you think they're going away? Do you think HB 961, the confiscation bill, isn't coming back? No, they've already told you it's coming back. They've made that clear. They just want to see a study on how effective it's going to be before they modify it and send it to the governor's desk next year. That's their goal. They're not going anywhere. Do you think, in any way, shape, or form, that if they eliminate online training for concealed handgun permit, but they modified it to continue allowing NRA instructors to teach, that somebody isn't going to file a bill to eliminate that modification next year in the next session? No, this is what socialists do. They're not going anywhere. Do you think if I said to them, okay, you win, we're going to give you all of these, now just go away? Are they going to shake their heads and say, yeah, you're right. We're gone. We're done. We're finished. We're disbanding our efforts. Now we're going to focus on other things. Thank you very much for giving us what we wanted. We're done. Ooh, you're right at that. You're right at that stupid level, aren't you? If you believe this, you're not, but you know who I'm talking about. It's one right after the other. It's a slap after slap after slap, and it's going to upset you. It's really going to upset you to watch Northam Blackface, hood-wearing, take your pick, Northam, sign these into law to great fanfare. That's what's getting ready to happen. When you know that it is not about common sense gun safety, but it's about infringing on your rights as a law-abiding citizen. How do I know that's the case? Because as I just pointed out, not one of these bills will stop one criminal in our duo of Peter and Paul from committing one single crime. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios. We'll be right back.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR Biggest Finest Revolvers and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right. The Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com. Today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, segment four already from the GunBroker.com studios on the Carr Arms microphone. Man, oh man, time flies. We need another hour or two. That's okay. At least we're doing this 6 days a week. Three-hour Monster Cast coming up this next Sunday as well. All of our sponsors, I had a long conversation with combat veteran
and founder and CEO of Lead Slinger's Whiskey, Brad Primo, today. Lots of cool stuff coming up with Lead Slinger's Whiskey in conjunction with Armed American Radio in the very near future. Not the least of which is going to be a joint appearance at the Memphis in May Barbecue Championships in Memphis this year. Look up Memphis in May. I apologize, I don't have the dates that I'm going to. We're working on my appearance and all that stuff during that Memphis in May cook-off, but that we're going to be working together with Lead Slingers out there. It's going to be, I mean, you talk about barbecue. This is the Super Bowl of barbecue championships. This is the Daytona 500 of barbecue championships. This is the World Series Game 7 victory of barbecue championships. If you win in your category at the Memphis in May, nobody on planet Earth is doing it better in your category than you, period. That's how important Memphis in May is in the barbecue championship cook-off world. But I'll have books there, Grilling While Armed. We're working on some fun stuff there, so you can come out and see us. We'll know a whole bunch more in the very near future. But it's in May, and it's going to be happening quickly. So just to let you know that that's coming up. And that's just the beginning with Lead Slinger. Lots and lots and lots of fun stuff going on with those guys. Great organization and a great partnership. Of course, the Second Amendment Foundation, Crossbreed Women's Appendix. You hear the spot here on the program during the day. We're going to change that up here soon. Might be next couple days. But Crossbreed Holsters, of course, our great sponsor for over a decade. MyPillow, gotta love that. Saw the numbers today. The MyPillow, using the AAR promo code, all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com. Sleep well and support the Second Amendment while you're getting a great night's sleep by using the promo code AAR, clicking on radio listener specials. It's easy to do. Car Arms, of course. This is the Car Arms Platinum Microphone. Lots of fun stuff coming up. Justin Moon becoming a regular on the program. He's the CEO of Car Arms. That will be happening very, very soon, probably this coming weekend. And, of course, North American Arms. Here's the deal. You have right now an opportunity, because you've got until Friday, 5 p.m. Mountain Time, to visit North American Arms, get that hat. Tell them you heard on Armed American Radio, you get the free hat, and you can still add your name to win that Top Rake Ranger 2 North American Arms gun coming up this Sunday. NorthAmericanArms.com. Make sure to go over there and check them out. And, of course, Defender Coffee. If you're drinking coffee and you're not supporting the Second Amendment with every sip, you got to wonder why, right? DefenderCoffee.com. It's pretty simple. Your portion of the profits from Defender Coffee goes to the organization of your choice. Mine, I get two bags every month, and the profits at the end of the year for the coffee that I drank and bought and paid for goes to the Second Amendment Foundation. That's an addition to my donation every month anyway, and the fact I'm a life member. So, man, in today's day and age, you hear these legitimate attacks against us every day. Support these people, please. They keep us on the airwaves. They make it possible for us to go to Memphis in May and to meet with you. They make it possible to shake your paw at the Second Amendment Foundation coming up at the booth at the National Rifle Association annual meetings. I'll be in town, by the way, the 16th, 17th, and 18th. Really, the 17th and 18th, because I get into Nashville at about 7:05 p.m. So I'll be at the Second Amendment Foundation booth all day. On the 17th, that's Friday, and all day Saturday, the 18th. You have to stop by and meet me and Alan, shake our paws, take some pictures, have some fun, be able to buy a book or two. Yeah, man. Dave Workman will be there. You'll run into Tom Gresham and many, many, many others who always come by the Second Amendment Foundation booth. So please support all of these amazing people that support us, and least of not, which I'm leaving out right now, but I intend to bring to you, and that's Bursa. I saved that for last because I've been saying I've been getting that Bursa 380 Thunder, and I just haven't had a chance. I intended to go to the range yesterday and put this 10mm Glock through its paces and still haven't had a chance. So when I do that, I will come back with the 380 Bursa. I'll let you know when that's going to be. But safe to say, Rafael will be here from Bursa. Rafael Del Valle is amazing. He'll be back on the program on a regular basis as well, too. So please support all of our sponsors. They make all this possible. I got to give them their dues. All right. I'm going to take you to Nebraska now, right? Nebraska. Who would have ever thought? What's going on in Nebraska? Well, over the last few days, a ton of you in Nebraska have packed a couple legislative hearings, at the Capitol in Lincoln, and this was on Friday, and you wanted to speak out. You went there to say, I don't want this crap in my state. and it would have imposed a waiting period on gun sales and required background checks to be performed, as we were just talking about in Virginia, on every single transfer, period, at gun shows. You know, that's what they call the gun show loophole, which it's not. So if that transfer occurred in my driveway, is it my driveway loophole? No, it's a made-up fake term by people who are infringing on your right to keep and bear arms. It was LB 816. According to the bill's sponsor, it wasn't a gun control bill. Here's what he said. This was somebody who opposed the bill, Ian Kimmon, said, I think the message is pretty clear that shall not be infringed is non-negotiable. Senator John McAllister says his bill isn't gun control, but a suicide. Here we go. It's a suicide prevention bill. The number one thing we can do is reduce easy access to firearms, said Nebraskans Against Violence demonstrator Emily Killam. Her name is Emily Killam. You can't make this. Oh, that's a. Oh, you couldn't. That was just handed to me. I'm looking at this for the first time with you on the air. Nebraskans Against Gun Violence demonstrator Emily Killam. I kid you not. That's one of the best I've seen. The current version of the bill that Emily Killam likes, of course, she's a protester with Nebraskans Against Violence. Ooh, man. The current version of the bill requires anybody buying a handgun to wait at least 48 hours and up to 5 days when getting a permit from the sheriff's office. This short delay would give a person intent on harm to himself or others a window of time to reflect on the impulse to purchase a handgun and hopefully change their mind. Here's the deal. If you intent on killing yourself, no 5 day waiting period is going to stop you from killing yourself. You're going to suck on a tailpipe. You're going to stick a hose in the window. You're going to jump off a bridge. If you're at that point emotionally unstable enough that you have decided to kill yourself, you're going to hang yourself. You're going to figure out how to do it. This is another infringement on your right to bear arms, because here's what you should have to say if they were serious. Are you planning on killing yourself with the gun you're buying today? No. Then there shouldn't be a waiting period. It's that simple, right? If the person, I know it's, the stupidity here, again, is glaring. Then there are people that fall for this. There are people that fall for it. Oh, my gosh. Oh, this bill also called for the cost of permits to double from $5 to $10. Gun store owner David Pringle, I'm quoting from Cam Edwards, Bearing Arms Now, who organized many of the protesters, said the sheriff purchase permits are ineffective and he does additional background checks already. Pringle says, if you think adding $10 is going to make this thing work, you're crazy. It already doesn't work. You should get rid of the other pistol purchase permit. Now, of course, he was working with the people who were there to protest the bill. So it did not pass. And I'll read you the headline. Massive opposition kills Nebraska background check bill. Massive opposition. Now, get this. I'm going to run out of time. I'll make this quick. But there's a state senator, Michaela Kavanaugh, who, when everybody showed up to protest their gun grabber bills, got scared because some of those people were armed. She said, I was scared. I was worried about how someone might react to my bill and what I had to say might trigger a dangerous reaction. She's talking about law-abiding people. And, of course, no one there was dangerous. She had no reason to be afraid. And there were no problems reported by anybody to any of the authorities. Typical socialist behavior. Armed American Radio is going to get up and do it again tomorrow because they don't want us to, and we're gonna. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you on the radio.